Discipline means a training to correct.
Our fathers disciplined us for a little while, as they thought best. God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in His holiness. Hebrews 12:10.
I do not know about you, but I have many lies in my mind that has been planted there by the father of lies. Usually, the first thing I do when one of these lies is triggered is to flee from it. I would actually get up and walk away when I feel shamed in someone's presence. At that moment, all that matters to me is to withdraw and hide. However, the everlasting Father has been asking me to do something different. He has been asking me to stay.
Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father? Hebrews 12:7.
God showed me that he wants me to stay when my shame is triggered, so that he can turn it into holiness, because he is treating me like a son, a daughter. He showed me that he uses the same shame, abandonment, and condemnation the enemy uses to hurt us, except God uses it to heal us.
My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves. Hebrews 12:5 and 6.
Discipline means training to correct. I bless you to stay and not run, thus allowing God to turn your shame into holiness, your condemnation into acceptance, your abandonment into belongingness.
No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Hebrews 12:11.
I bless you to become trained, corrected, and healed by God's discipline, so that it will produce a harvest of righteousness for you. May you allow God to have his way with you, to treat you as a son, to treat you as a daughter. I bless you.